Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Early riser always with us here in the morning. Charles Davis going to join us from Fox, from NFL Network, from Madden. You know him somewhere. You've either played the game or seen him on TV or heard him. Draft analyst. Zach Krantz and Danny Rabinowitz here with you, Charles. Joe Rose late scratch this morning. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We're doing okay. I mean, listen, we're here in Dolphin Land down here. So you start the season 3-0. And it's very sunny, and everything is great around here, and Adam Gase is a genius, and Ryan Tannehill's a Pro Bowler. Then you lose two straight the way they did. Now the sky is falling, and we're looking for answers. And is Ryan Tannehill the right quarterback, and is Adam Gase the right coach for this team? Normal NFL city, I guess you could say.
There's no doubt about it. You're exactly right. It's a normal NFL city, but it's even tougher because the Dolphins and their past records, you know, the Super Bowls and the tradition and the perfect season, and it's been a while. And everybody's looking for it to be consistent. Adam Gase took this team to the playoffs his first year, a little bit of a surprise. People want to see him get back there again, but as Adam would tell you, no one wants to get back there more than he does, and his team does. So they've got to try and figure it out.
Charles, I mean, the record at 3-2 obviously isn't a bad record, but it's kind of the way that they had just most recently gotten there, a really tough loss on Sunday that stung in a lot of ways. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill is probably rightfully so taking a lot of the blame, had a fumble, an interception thrown off a lineman's helmet and another bad fumble. So, you know, Ryan Tannehill taking a lot of the criticism here, Charles, but I don't know if you saw that game on Sunday, but it was a heartbreaking loss for the Dolphins, up 17 in the second half.
Yeah, and I think the last part, Danny, is what really hurts and grabs people, up 17 against the Bengals team that's now 4-1. And the other part of that other part though is how many people when the season began saw the Bengals at 4-1. You know what I mean? So when you start off the way the Dolphins did, 3-0, obviously the New England game hurts, but let's be honest about it. Most people are able to shake that off, right? Everybody's out, well, New England. You know, they were struggling. They had to get right. We're up there playing. This is how it goes. Okay, that one happens. And then when you're up 17, I'm sure all the Dolphins fans were like, okay, back on the beam, and it isn't that. We should take this. What just happened here? I saw where Adam Gase talked about how Laremy Tunsil's injury really threw the team for a tailspin. I don't know if he's trying to give the team cover. I don't know if he truly believes it. I don't know if he's just searching for something that's there. But you know how it is in the league. Everybody always talks about it. A guy gets hurt, it's the next man up mentality. I don't care who you are. You've got to find a way in the NFL. And I know injuries can be the great equalizer. They can change things, the whole deal. But the teams that handle injuries the best, they're the ones that we see end up playing in January and on into February. So that's how it goes. Here comes a tough one now because I don't know what Tunsil's status is, but some guy named Mac, I believe, is up there. You know, and that's where things get difficult for everybody, doesn't it? I mean, I don't care if I don't care if Joe Thomas came out of retirement, he'd be sweating this week having to deal with Khalil Mack. So that's where the big issue is right now.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Dolphins actually sign a brick wall and actually put that up there at left tackle because I think that's maybe the only way. And you need still someone to chip him with that brick wall.
It better be a tall brick wall.
Yes.
He jumps over things.
About an 8-foot brick wall. Yeah, that's about it. Charles Davis joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Charles, yeah, injuries do happen. We do see it. But it goes back to me, the quarterback also. You've been studying college players for years. You're a draft analyst. You've seen it all. We're now in year 7 of the Ryan Tannehill kind of experience down here, and I still think there's critics out there that just don't know what they're going to get with Ryan every year. Are we in a situation down here in Miami where it's not kind of getting rid of Ryan and looking for someone else, but you got to get competition in here for Ryan, because for 7 years now, outside of year one when he was a rookie and David Garrard got hurt in the preseason and Ryan was just kind of thrown into the mix, and I'm okay with that too. Rookie quarterback, first year, you don't really know where your team is going, throw him in the mix and see how he does. I was okay with Ryan doing that, but now 7 years in, I think it's time to finally bring some competition in if you're going to keep Ryan around and not just see where Ryan could take you.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's always a part of it. You know, I think the other part is the continued development, because there are a good number of quarterbacks in this league that don't have competition but are doing okay.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to be trite about it. It's just a fact. And it's not all strictly superstars either. Just check the rosters. Okay, check the starters. And I'll let you guys grade the guys. I mean, we know who the truly elite are, although we have that debate all the time. You know, this medium is conducive to it, right? Is this guy elite? I mean, if Joe Flacco wakes up in the morning, the first word he hears is, are you elite? Because that was the big debate, right? Is Joe Flacco worth this contract? Had the great run in the playoffs. They win a Super Bowl. Baltimore has almost no choice. You've got to pay him like that, right? Because it was that time. Has he been that way since? The answer is no. Has it been close? The answer is no. But still, has he been better than what they've had? Yes. So they bring in Lamar Jackson this year. Well, all the flaws that I would see in Lamar Jackson have continued to show up in the preseason, in training camp, etc. Is he ever going to be accurate enough, consistently enough, to be a starting quarterback? So Flacco got himself in tremendous shape, came in, did the whole thing. He wins that competition in a sense going away and turned Lamar Jackson into a gimmick. In other places, it didn't matter who was behind Aaron Rodgers, because if Aaron Rodgers went out, the drop-off was so steep, right?
He's
like, okay, here we go. But somehow they would find a way to have someone try and hold the fort, and if Aaron could get back, he could take them to the playoffs. But just look across the rosters. You will see it. Some teams, they've got the ideal situation, and it works out great. Most teams, you have your starter, and then you have a lot of hope. And that's just kind of how it all works out. So the idea of bringing in competition is a great idea.
But it might not
work. Where that competition is going to come from, that's where it gets a little bit dicey for you. Because if you draft a hot rookie, you're not bringing in competition. You're drafting a hot rookie to take over. If you're bringing in a veteran guy, it's really not competition, it's guidance. Where's the competition going to come from? That's where it gets a little bit dicey. And I know Adam Gase believes in Ryan Tannehill. They've got to find a way to stack together a 5-6-7-game stretch where we take that question mark away. And that's what the Dolphins have got to do. And truthfully, it has to start this Sunday. Because imagine them beating Chicago.
Yep.
Chicago's one of the hottest tickets in the league right now. The NFC North is terrified. Like, oh my gosh, Chicago got right. We knew they were going to be better. Then they add Mac, and now they're off to this tremendous start. And Green Bay's got the problem with Rodgers. Detroit's struggling with the new coach, you know? And Minnesota, none of us saw this really happen with Minnesota. So now everyone's chasing Chicago. You could do everyone in the North a favor with a big win, but the big thing is blocking those guys. That defense is really good.
Charles Davis here with us from Fox and NFL Network. We've been talking about a lot of quarterbacks here, and Eli Manning is seems like he's always in the center of some kind of debate here. But now Odell Beckham sits down with Lil Wayne and ESPN and proceeds to rip his quarterback a little bit there. Charles, what do you make of that? And, you know, I guess the timing probably not very good here in the middle of the season.
No, the timing's not good at all, and it's not timing that should ever happen. You know, this isn't a situation of Terrell Owens crying and saying, "I'm still quarterback," or anything like that. But you don't take that stuff out of house, okay? And the stats are really clear. I just had the Giants last week against the Panthers. Their offensive line is average at best right now. We got a rookie left guard who's going to be a heck of a player, Will Hernandez. The Nate Solder is not quite the Nate Solder we saw in New England at left tackle. You're starting an undrafted free agent at right tackle, Chad Wheeler, benching Eric Flowers, and now cutting him. John Greco's been through the wars. He's played center, guard, tackle in his career. He's played center now because John Halpio got hurt. You know, there's so many issues with that offensive line. I'm not here to rip them because they're trying their best. But the stats are kind of clear. If you're into the analytics of where we are now, right, we can laugh at some of them, what have you. But I haven't seen a single stat that's come out that doesn't dispute this, and that is Eli Manning has the least amount of time to throw the football of any quarterback in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a noticeable margin. So when you're saying that, and now you're doing this, and then Beckham comes down to, you know, he kind of leaves it. Well, what do they say? Is Eli really the best quarterback? And, I don't know. What? I watched the game Sunday. Okay? There was a bomb late in the ball game that was perfectly thrown, and that was Eli Manning throwing the ball for Beckham for a touchdown. There's a fourth down play in the first quarter where they shook free, first or second quarter, where they shook Beckham free. Hits him in the hands, he drops it. There's a punt return in the ball game. Beckham decides to get over exuberant. He's got to go block the gunner because the ball's going to drop within the 5-yard line and maybe, you know, big play. Kind of one of those that's a brilliant play if you pull it off, but you got to know that you can make the play and not have any issues. He blocks the gunner, the ball hits his leg, turns into a hot potato, ends up in the end zone, Carolina dropping on it. So it's one of those things of, your house has got to really be in order, doesn't it?
Yep.
Before you rip your quarterback.
Absolutely.
It's not going to help. It's not going to help anyone. So is Eli older? Of course he is. Is Eli the same as he was when he's 27? I think that's duh. No kidding. But he's a veteran. He's savvy. He still throws the ball with plenty of arm strength. That's not an issue at all. I think he threw for over 300 yards on Sunday. I don't think that he is the entire problem. It's around him much more than it is him, in my humble opinion.
Charles, thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Actually, before I let you go real quickly, No one saw the quarterbacks in the draft more than you and studied guys. I know that you were doing a lot of that for the draft stuff. How about all, you know, four of the five now starters in the NFL now before week six? Is that surprising to you?
No, not at all. What surprises me and continues to surprise me with the league is if you're drafting quarterbacks in the first round, especially in the top 15 or so, what's taking you so long to get them on the field? Everybody says the same song and dance every year. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got a veteran guy to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then the first time they bring the guy out on the field. You know what that's called to me? You wasted time. Figure it out. Why didn't Mayfield start game one? You're kidding me, right? I mean, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. Josh Rosen, he got hurt a little bit in the preseason. Okay, I get it. They finally got him on the field. Josh Allen, same thing with a debate up there. Maybe it was going to be McCarron. He gets traded. And then, of course, you know, Lamar Jackson has got to wait his turn. He's not ready yet. Okay? And then our fourth was Darnold. The Jets had it right. They drafted him to start him. And they did. And there's going to be some ups and downs. But it wasn't like they were protecting a playoff team. He's going to get better as the season goes on. If you draft them high, guys, have the idea that you're drafting them to play them. Who are we kidding?
Yep. Totally agree with that. Charles, thanks for your time, buddy. Really appreciate it. Charles Davis from Fox, from NFL Network, from Madden. We'll talk to you again soon, and we'll make sure that Joe is here next time so you guys can also talk as well. We know we love having you on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Give Joe my best.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.